Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our car, Scott Anderson. By the way, on our Twitter account, at DunGator971, we posted a video. We actually retweeted a video that Evan posted, Evan who answers our phones, of him falling while shoveling his driveway. It was caught on his Ring doorbell. It's just kind of vintage Evan. It's kind of what we expect out of Evan. You can see it at DunGator971. Also a reminder that the Carson Anderson podcast can be downloaded on Apple, iTunes, or Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Best segments from each show get uploaded every day and available immediately following our program. Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Tonight, college basketball, Michigan State. They take on Illinois in Champaign. There is no word on whether or not Kofi Coburn is playing for the Fighting Illini. One of the
concussion protocols, right?
Yep. Dominant players in the Big Ten. They just got Curbelo back, Andre Curbelo, the guard. And now they might be without Kofi Coburn. Michigan State coming off a huge, kind of a message-sending win. Their schedule had been a Big Ten tape. They'd beaten up on the bottom feeders, but then they went to Madison and took care of Wisconsin. And so, as I mentioned going into that stretch, this is where opponents stop being polite and start getting real. And I think Coburn not playing would be obviously a huge benefit to Michigan State. Is there a point spread on that game? Do you know?
And which one?
Michigan State, Illinois.
I can find it real quick. I'm sure there is. I shouldn't say I'm sure there is.
Well, with Coburn out, I wonder if they're waiting to find out if he's
right now. It's a Michigan State +5.
Wow. And we don't know if Coburn's going to play, huh?
That's correct.
That's a
money line. Michigan State +175. Mm-hmm. You think State's going to win? That's a pretty good return.
Well, without Coburn, we don't know if he's playing. Let's be clear, but. And everything I've seen has been very vague to that effect, but
very,
yeah. So anyway, that's coming up tonight. I mentioned this earlier, Gator, our guy Ev sent this over to me and I'm pizza time, 24/7 pizza vending machine pops up on South U in Ann Arbor. This is the heart of student living area.
All right.
24/7. You can get a pizza, hot and cold varieties costing anywhere from $10 to $13. The machine requires no human staffers and prepares hot pizza for customers in under 3 minutes. It also offers frozen pizzas for customers to cook at home. Is this the next big thing?
Pizza vending machines?
Yep. That delivers a hot pizza.
I don't think it's the next big thing, no.
Okay.
I mean, they've got pizza portals at what, Little Caesars? You call ahead, you get your pizza, they'll put it in the portal.
You walk in, yeah. Saw one of those the other day. It was my first time in Little Caesars in a while.
I don't anticipate this being the new hotness.
Here's what's interesting. There is a quote from a student. This is in the Michigan Daily. The pizza quality is not great, but the fact that it's open 24/7 and it's in such a central part of where people are, especially later in the evening, I think it's going to become a solid staple.
I agree. I think just depending on this is like with a lot of things, location, location, location. I think the 24/7 pizza vending machine is definitely going to be something that we see a lot more of coming in the future. College campuses would be huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, downtown after the bar, if there's not like a Coney Island open or whatever, I think these pizza vending machines, grab one and get in the Uber. If they allowed that in your Uber. I don't know, man. People are all about convenience nowadays. And If you can just sit there and put in your money and just go, all right, guys, 5 minutes, we're going to get a pizza. I think people are going to do it.
I think some will. I just don't think it's going to be the new hotness. I don't think it's going to go over extraordinarily well, particularly when you have comments like, it's not the greatest pizza in the world. I mean, that's not going to help it out.
But if there's any food ever that it doesn't have to be the greatest that you'll always eat, it's pizza.
Pizza, and, burrito.
And the target audience, the 2 a.m. college student, doesn't give an F if it's not the greatest pizza.
Why don't you text your kid, Doug?
Well, great. So it works on college campuses. What about, you know, if I'm leaving the bar, if I'm in my 30s and I'm leaving the bar, I don't think I'm all that interested in.
I'm not sure they're targeting
crappy.
Anything other than college campuses.
Well, that's why you say it's going to be the new hotness. Is it going to be the new hotness on college campuses? Maybe.
Maybe at games. Maybe at stadiums. If you don't want to, depending on how long the other lines are. And also, these people, if they don't want to staff. Staffing is a huge issue right now in America, right?
Yep.
You don't need anyone to staff a vending machine. You don't have to have someone all day, all
not
there.
Not all day, but you do need somebody to
sure.
To,
here's
but
where that's you a lot easier. It, that's a lot easier.
Don't need them at 2 in the morning.
Yep.
I think the idea... First of all, I think it's potentially brilliant for college kids. And then but it's like a lot of things. I mean, those bars that are letting people out at 2 a.m., they are there for the college kids. And I think the pizza vending machine's there for the college kids.
Let me just try to go back into my life as a college student.
Okay. This is always fun.
And see if I can tap into your life as a college student. Kang, same thing. And think about college kids today and the way that people handle things today.
Yep.
How long before this vending machine is damaged beyond repair?
It's a good question.
Is it every night? Is it every other night? Because, I don't know, I'm thinking people that get out of the bar might be a little fueled up. If you're a college student, only 99% of them are fueled up. People behave in different ways, and if there's hey, let's hit the pizza thing, yeah, I could see that thing getting knocked over, destroyed.
Well,
and of course, there'd be consequences. There's cameras like, and all that, but it's going to happen.
It's taken up a storefront. Like, it's not something you could knock over. It is something that you could damage because there's a screen that you order off of. But imagine, and I think it says here it's between Starbucks and Pancheros. So you've got
Pancheros,
yeah. And if Pancheros is open, Pancheros might win over the vending machine pizza. But it's not something you can really knock over. It's something that if you're determined that you want to do some damage to something, you could do damage to, for sure. But I wasn't wired that way. Were you? You didn't just break stuff to mailboxing. But that was in high school.
Right? By college.
College, you weren't breaking stuff just to break it, were you?
No, not necessarily, but I knew people that did.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's nobody there to look after.
People make good decisions after 2 o'clock?
Not always.
No?
Nope.
College students after 2 o'clock?
Well, I think in theory, I mean, we're talking about a bad decision as far as what you're going to eat already. So,
yeah. I also have a feeling that in the next couple of years that staffing issues might not be an issue as nowhere near as it is now. I think things might calm down a little bit. I think wages will go up a little bit, and maybe you're going to have less staffing problems. I hope we have less staffing problems all in every industry.
We did. We actually went to a pizza place the other night. It was $6.50, and we walked in. They said, we're not taking any more customers. Staffing issues. We're closing at 7. We're not going to start cooking a pizza now. And this is one of those ones where I'm mad, but I'm not mad at the people who are there. Mm-hmm. I'm mad at the people who are not there.
Right.
The old adage applies to vending machine pizza. Cheap, fast, good. Pick 2. That's from Dan.
I could see this at our building.
Pick 2.
Seriously, at workplaces, that don't have a cafeteria.
Yep.
It's just another vending machine is what it is.
Tom in Livonia says, I lived out of vending machines in college. Crap forgot my Scranton vending machine. Oh man, headache, need some aspirin vending machine.
So Scranton, is that some kind of office reference?
Yeah, Doug, you're a big office guy.
Yeah.
I don't.
Did Michael Scott put a pizza vending machine in there?
Probably would have been a lot easier if this person had included any punctuation. But I would love a pizza vending machine, especially at work.
Not if it's crappy pizza.
Still pizza, man.
Pizza a full.
Yeah, there's a point in your life where you have had crappy pizza and you're like, that's crappy pizza. I just don't want to do that again.
And then you eat it.
Not in the office. I wouldn't. In the office, would you do that?
Dude, if there's free pizza email going out, young people
free
head
pizza.
To it.
Free pizza, yes. Okay.
Even if it's crappy pizza, is my point.
If it's free, well, but if you're, but you know how vending machines work. They're gonna, it's the price isn't gonna be cheap because I don't know. The last time you checked on a vending machine, the prices are not cheap.
I
going to our
don't
bistro, which isn't even a vending machine.
Well, you just steal from there anyways.
That's not true.
Was Doug here for that, or was it just me and you? When Gator stole
Gator
from the bistro?
I didn't steal.
Did you ever pay him back?
Yes, I did not steal. There was something that wouldn't scan. There was no barcode on an item. There's no barcode. I showed it. I'm like, there was no barcode. Everybody agreed there's no barcode. And then I think Evan told me, he said, yeah, you can punch in
the
item on the keypad. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. So I went back, punched in the item on the keypad, and took care of it.
Yeah. Theft. I went to Garden White. This couch doesn't have a barcode on it, so I'm just going to take it.
I'm just going to take it out.
Pizza FOMO.
Hey, folks.
Pizza FOMO in Jackson. It's a vending machine. You get pizza hot in about 5 minutes or cold in 1 minute. I tried it. It wasn't bad. I'd do it again in a pinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.